happy Friday to you. Good morning. It is Tony Curry, Tone the Bone from Tony Curry Radio. All of our shows up and live going on today. Start at 10 o'clock in the morning. We had shows at 10, noon, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. We got shows all day long. They're all live shows. You can check them all out on Tony Curry Radio. Download the TKR app and you'll be happy you did. You get classic rock the entire weekend. And we're working on some brand new weekend features that I think you're really going to like. Going to talk about the Queen today. You know, I'm 56 years old. I've not known anyone but Queen Elizabeth to be the Queen. And so for her to pass away yesterday was a huge news. And I hope us as Americans and the world as a whole, we pay homage to her and the respects to what an incredible life she had in 70 years in power. And of course, Prince Charles III will be the new king. But I found some interesting things about the Queen. You know, what's really cool about the Queen, and particularly in this country, because we're into salacious smut kind of stuff reporting, that there's nothing really bad you can say about the gal, man. And you get this feeling that when I see Anderson Cooper, or I see a CNN or even a local news operator, they're just talking about all the good things she did because that's all there is. We have a hard time with that. I know there's going to be some digging going on. There's going to be some stuff over the next couple of days. Give it some time. Let her rest in peace, and we feel for those people over there that, quite frankly, the majority of us, 90% of us, knew nothing other than the Queen, as the Queen, period. But a couple of interesting things that I found. First of all, on eBay this morning, there is a used tea bag, supposedly one of the last tea bags she used, going for $12,000 on eBay. Almighty. Also, she never attended school or college. I heard that last night, which I think is amazing. She was always homeschooled. Despite that, she was probably one of the smartest people on the face of Earth. Also, something else that I think is really interesting is she never had a passport. She never needed a passport. As queen, you don't need a passport. She could travel anywhere she wanted to without a passport, and everyone was like, that's cool. She also used post-World War II rationing coupons to buy her wedding dress. How cool is that? I mean, seriously. I mean, women will spend $14,000, $15,000 on a wedding dress. She used post-World War II rationing coupons. Philip, her husband, who she lost earlier, obviously, used to call her Cabbage. That was his pet name for the Queen. Cabbage also meaning little cabbage or little sweetheart, but he used to call her Cabbage, and she loved to be called Cabbage, which I think is pretty cool. The royal family, I always wonder what they're worth. The royal family as a whole is worth about $50 billion, which is more than what Coca-Cola is worth internationally. But the Queen herself had a personal fortune of about $447 million, which will go out to the rest of the family, which I thought was really cool. She certainly lived like a queen, but she didn't flaunt it. She seemed like she was pretty humble, which I thought was really cool. And I love this because this is a generational kind of thing. My grandpa, Grandpa Harry on my dad's side, had a routine where he'd have a mimosa in the morning, and then at night he'd have two martinis and a cigar. The Queen knocked back a smooth gin and Dubonnet cocktail with lemon to start her morning every single night, and then at night she'd have a dry martini before she went to bed. And she also loved to breed corgis. I didn't know about this. I was talking to Dr. Rab Stewart this morning about it from Rossbridge Animal Hospital. We do a show, Dark Side of the Pooch, that runs every single day here on Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And she at some time had 30 corgis at one time, but she loved to breed corgis. She was a huge pet lover and a dog owner. So a pretty amazing story there from the Queen. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in that portion of the country. And the other thing I think is crazy is her face is on currency in 33 different countries. If you go to Canada, you'll see the Queen's face on the money up there. Australia, her face is on the money. Now, eventually, Prince Charles, should I say. Prince William, of course, is next in line. But Prince Charles is going to have his face on the currency, which is just, it's not to say that they don't want the Queen on the currency, but it's going to take 2 to 3 years for her to take over the 4.5 billion notes that are on the face of this land. So if you got one of those Queen Elizabeth or Queen dollar bills, probably something cool to hold on to, or a coin or something. It's kind of cool. Also today, Adam Sandler, happy birthday to him at 56. I just posted a picture of my good friend Joe Theismann. I want to thank Aldo Greco, Benny Selwyn, good morning to you. Aldo Greco is a good friend, Joe Theismann. We've had him on our show a million times. He turned 73 today. Michael Bublé, who we've been talking a lot about. We talked about him on Fox 6 on Wednesday. He turns 47 today. And Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders would have been 132 today. I bring him up because my dad was in the service industry. He's always told me, you will have a job in the service industry before you go on and do anything. So at the age of 15, I drove my ass down to Sharonville, Ohio, and applied for a job at Kentucky Fried Chicken with a good friend of mine, Joey Mulberg, who was one of my best buds growing up. And I got a job at the age of 15, and I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was nasty. It was dirty. It was greasy. I was 15 years old, so all that oil and heat, my face, looked like a pizza pie. I had acne all over the place. But the fact that I had a job, I think I made $3.15 an hour. I think when I left, I was making $3.45. I remember getting my first 25-cent raise an hour, and I was like, this is so cool. I was doing the math in my head. Oh, my gosh. Think about all the extra cash I'm going to have. Just so grateful and so blessed to have that first job. And it really taught me, I think every kid at some point, whether it's charity or whether you're my kid works at Publix, it's really important to be in the service industry at some level so you can appreciate what it's like to serve others and to get paid for it. I mean, we should be serving others anyway, period. But if you're getting paid for it, killing two birds with one stone, it's fantastic. But I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was there for two and a half years. I can kill some chicken. I go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken down there on 119. It's pretty good. They know who I am. They've done some charity work with us, and I really appreciate that. But, dude, I can make the best damn fried chicken. I can kill fried chicken, man. The pressure cooker, 12 heads at one time, 12 and a half minutes. I can kill it. Kentucky Fried Chicken's Colonel Sanders. Happy birthday to him. Check us out and get after it on our podcast. I want you to go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And just search it up. We're on every major indice out there. So wherever you can find your favorite podcast, you'll find us. Now, for any of our musical element shows, Austin Hanks Blues Almighty, The Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, The Woodhouse Day Spa, any of the shows we do that have music in them, including Live Wire Wednesday on Wednesday nights with Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828 for all your construction needs or anything else. It's Southern Precision Staffing. You got to go to Spotify. It's the only platform, indice, it's the only podcast platform, period, that you can actually play music and talk at the same time. And we appreciate they reached out to us and said, I know you have some great musical programs, so check them out. If you subscribe to it, you can listen to the entire show. You can see the tracks and everything else. If you can't, just listen to all the shows live right here on TKR, Tony Curry Radio. Download the TKR app. It's free. It takes you 5 seconds. You don't like it, get rid of it. But I promise you're going to love it. It's great classic rock and roll, just like you and me, bro. Get after it and check it out. I greatly appreciate everyone doing. We had some pro football last night. Kind of pissed off that they only played Ozzy Osbourne for like 5 seconds. Ozzy played his first American date since he's gone through all of his Parkinson's therapy. And he, of course, had the big back surgery thing a couple of months ago. And I really wanted to see him sing like an entire song. And NBC, too busy talking to X's and O's to show me some Ozzy Osbourne for like 2 or 3 minutes, please. But Ozzy looked fantastic. He looked great. So we got into that a little bit as well. And of course, more football going on tomorrow. Alabama, Texas, the big ball game going on tomorrow. So Roll Tide, War Eagle, go Blazers, get after. They're playing Liberty this weekend. So enjoy your college football and your professional football. I love you and have a wonderful weekend, and continue to listen to TKR all weekend long. See ya.